jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender.
With Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, if you watch the show, you know that I spend most of my time right over there sourcing the day's finest new silica, adding the most topical flux of sodium carbonate than nickel oxide, heating it to precisely 1,500 degrees Celsius, and then blowing it and pulling it into shape, overlaying it in colored crystal with high stem and scallop base to create the 1906 Baccarat Czar Champagne Coupe that is my monologue. But sometimes, just sometimes, folks, I crash a stolen hang glider into an abandoned junkyard where I pound a discarded hubcap into a bowl, then rip a vent ring out of a Ford Fiesta dashboard and strap it to the side with a frayed bungee cord to create the rot-gut Chugger's bucket of news that is my segment.
Meanwhile,
it's the escape hatch from reality, my friends. Explosive bolts. Meanwhile, Doritos has released a nacho cheese flavored liquor that tastes just like the chip. It's perfect for anyone who's ever eaten Doritos and thought, I wish these were wet. Just how did science achieve this miracle, you ask? Well, the nacho cheese spirit was made using real Doritos, chips, and alcohol. Fun fact, we looked into this, and the liquor the Doritos are mixed with is not vodka or rum or gin. It's just alcohol. Kind of disturbingly generic. It's like your Tinder date saying, where do I work?
Job.
Can I get you an alcohol? Meanwhile, archaeologists in Germany have unearthed a medieval curse tablet. Of course, in modern times, a curse tablet is the iPad the three-year-old next to you on the plane is using to watch Miss Rachel at full volume. Want to use my headphones? The curse was seemingly directed at two specific people, a woman named Taliki and a man named Henrik, that says, Satanas Taliki Belzebuk Henrik Berith. Which experts interpreted it as a call summoning Satan and the demonic spirit Berith against the unlucky pair. Of course, the whole idea of a cursed tablet seems pretty silly until you remember Henrik and Taliki are both dead now. How long was I out? Meanwhile, Flacco. If you're unfamiliar, Flacco is an owl who escaped Central Park Zoo in February and became kind of a local legend here in the city, popping up from time to time throughout the park. But we now have an update on this fugitive bird because Flacco, the famous New York City owl, has become a peeping Tom and apparently has taken to spying on fellow Manhattanites through their apartment windows. Now, it's a bird. I'm sure that's a bit of an overstatement. Let's take a look at a pic of Flacco that someone took of him outside of their apartment. Oh, my God. No, Flacco, no. No, Flacco, no. It's pretty bad when turning your head 360 degrees is the second creepiest thing about you. Anyway, that's New York for you. Sometimes there's an owl, sometimes it's 9/11. Meanwhile, Mayim Bialik revealed that she was fired from Jeopardy. And what really sucks is that she found out via the clue, this person no longer hosts Jeopardy. Meanwhile, for those of you traveling in the Garden State, New Jersey's funny traffic signals are back this holiday season with messages like, Santa's watching, put down the phone, and only Rudolph should be lit, drive high, get DUI. That's true. That is absolutely true. Listen up, folks. But I'd go one further and I'd say, you also don't want to see Rudolph lit.
You bastards wouldn't let me play your stupid reindeer games. Well, I'll show you. My therapist says this is a toxic environment. Plus, there's like 9 of us. There's definitely some inbreeding going on here. Yeah, I said it. Oh, I'm good to drive.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Late Show Poncho listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com. Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.